Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Are you buying
straight cash, homie,
or selling?
I'm not gonna buy into that crap.
Vinny and Haney,
sponsored by Window Nation. It's Window Nation's semi-annual sale. Get 60% off and a free entry door with a house of windows. Plus, pay nothing till 2027. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
105.7 The Fan.
Bob Haney, Steve Molesky, Nolan McGraw. Here on this Featured Artist Friday, Sly and the Family Stone, Beach Boys, jamming to them. Pick a song, we'll play it, send a request. Plaza Sport text line at 410-583-1057. Tons going on in the world of sports as we hit this Father's Day weekend. Are we going to have some extra money to celebrate it with, buy or sell?
Does not look like it. Oh, sorry to be the bummer here. But the NASDAQ is down 79 today. Dow Jones down 395. S&P 500 down 21. Little individual basis here. Under Armour is down 11 cents and DraftKings down 43 cents. Now, we might have better luck with the sports topics. It's usually the case here. Start with the Ravens. They've had a lot of success getting after the quarterback these past two seasons, but those strong sack totals really came from a large number of players. 16 different players, in fact, recorded at least one sack for them during the 2023 season. 17 different players last year. Now, as the team prepares for this upcoming year, they've added Mike Green to the mix. Chuck Smith says that, well, really, the way he sounds, the entire group's going to take off and have a breakout year. But buy or sell, Bob, if the Ravens end up being among the league's best in sack production again this season, it will once again be about the group, less about individual performance.
I will buy that. Who was the leader 2 years ago? Matt BK with 13.5. And then you had Van Noy and Clowney. And then last year, a couple of guys in double digits. It'll be very similar to that. And said it before last season. I don't see Van Noy doing what he did. Well, he not only did he didn't do it, but he exceeded what he did. So you figure there's got to be some level of drop off there. Maybe Green. Maybe Tavis Robinson adds a little to the equation. Travis Jones, we've been talking him up. But to your point, yes, I'm buying that the Ravens will be in the top 5 in sacks, health permitting, and it'll be a group effort, not one guy with 20.
All right, we go over to baseball here. When this current Dodgers team was put together, I mean, everyone was already penciling them into the World Series, considered them an unbeatable super team that could maybe even push for the record of all-time regular season wins. But as we sit here in June, their record, it's good enough to lead the NL West by only one game. And they're behind four other teams overall, including both other NL division leaders in the Mets and Cubs. Now, there's lots of reasons for this. Injuries probably most notable, but also the theory that Dave Roberts has enough managerial experience to know that really, it's all about October. And as long as they get there, they can take off at that point. But Steve, buy or sell, the Dodgers will actually end up being the 3 seed or worse in the National League.
No, I'll sell that. I think the cream will rise over 162 games. And they are playing, I'm looking at their game logs here, in a win one, lose one mode here the last few weeks. I mean, they just haven't really gone on a tear. They were better earlier. I mean, they were 23-10 out of the box. And so now they're still about that same margin over. So they've been a middling team for a couple weeks. But I think even the great teams have stretches. You know, we could pull out a slice of 4 weeks here, 4 weeks there, where they don't look great. And in the end, the cream will rise to the top.
Back to football here, talking about a former Raven, J.K. Dobbins. Well, his career has been defined by injuries. Even last year, in what ended up being a career year for him in terms of yards, tied his career high in touchdowns with the Chargers, still couldn't finish the season because, again, another injury. Well, now he's latched on with Denver, where they've got a lot of names in that running back room, but none of them are proven. Rookie R.J. Harvey will probably get priority. He was a second-round pick. But other than that, really not much competition here for Dobbins. Buy or sell, Bob, Dobbins will be healthy enough to appear in more than 13 games that he played last year.
I will buy that, but I don't see him being the premier back for them, the bell cow, the Derrick Henry. He looks, reading about the acquisition when it first happened, what, earlier this week, he looks like he might be more of a goal line, you know, Gus Bus kind of back for Sean Payton and the Broncos. But he'll get 13 in, I would think. And when he had that rookie year in 20 for the Ravens, he looked like he was about to ascend to star status. He was a 2,000-yard rusher at Ohio State, but he's been battling every knee, Achilles, and he just can't stay healthy.
And our final topic of the day, the Orioles taking on the Angels for the second time this season this weekend. Now, the first time they faced them was actually a rare series win for the Orioles. Certainly helps that they avoided Mike Trout in the process. He's back now, though, and he's on quite a roll, a .303 batting average so far in June. Throughout his career, he's really enjoyed playing at Camden Yards. A lot of great moments here, robbing home runs, launching plenty of his own. In fact, he's had at least one homer at Camden Yards in his last six trips here. Buy or sell, Steve, the O's pitching staff will at least keep him contained inside the ballpark this weekend.
I'm going to sell it. I think he'll hit one out. I think the bus from Millville, New Jersey is on its way down 95 right now. And that's one reason that guy plays well here. That's his home. He's a New Jersey kid, Millville. And that town empties out into Camden Yards every time the Angels show up. Good for him. The Jersey kid will probably hit one out.
It's going to do it for Buy or Sell for this week. We'll have it back your way coming up on Monday. But when we return, Steve Molesky, your buddy, your friend, I'm assuming your friends, Rocco Baca from MassinSports.com. We'll talk about the Orioles heading into this series against Trout, Ron Washington, and the Angels all of a sudden right on the cusp of 500. They actually are 500 on the road at 18-18. Nolan McGraw will get his thoughts on the Orioles. The slices that Steve Molesky's serving up to us, these 12-8 slices, might be food poisoning when it's all said and done. Then you got the American League East report at 1 o'clock.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality.
quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.